Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, you're going to hear one of the most absurd things I've heard in a long time. What this man claims is not only unbiblical, but it's impossible. But hey, what do you expect from a false teacher? So are you ready? Let's go.
Listen, Jesus Christ is God. There's no comparison, yes? So please don't mix things. Jesus Christ is the only one that forgives sins. Jesus Christ is the only one that can save and redeem. Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. He is the life and the resurrection. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is God revealed in the flesh. In this, nothing compares to Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Now, you're probably wondering why I started out with that video. And I want you all to hear this, that even false teachers will mix in truth with error or sprinkle in a little bit of truth. Why? Because if all they did was speak error and heresy, people wouldn't follow them or call them out immediately. But because there is very little discernment in the church today by them speaking some truth, most are easily fooled and follow them because it sounds biblical. So the man you just saw there is Mari Emanuel. And I want to be very clear up front that this man is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And I'm going to take a few minutes to prove to you exactly how he's false. He is the bishop of Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley, New South Wales, which he started in 2015 because he was excommunicated from a different church in 2014. Did you hear what I just said? He was excommunicated from a former church, so he started his own church in 2015. So you see, we already have a red flag and a problem with this man. I've made a previous video on him showing his false beliefs, and you can find that on my channel if you want.
But I say this with absolute humility. The Lord Jesus revealed himself to this piece of wreck. I don't speak about Jesus just because I believe I'm a Christian or I dress up in this cloth or I have read the Bible, which I have. No, I believe in the Lord and I know the Lord. He is 6'1", long face, tan skin, greenish eyes, browny, crispy hair split in the middle all the way to the shoulders with a very short beard. And after 2023 years, he is still 33 years of age and kicking baby.
But the video I want to show you is far worse than that. I want you to watch this next clip, and I'm going to break it down and go through it and show you how deceived this man is.
I adore and highly and utmostly venerate my love, my holy mother, Mary. And in Hebrew Aramaic, Maryam. When I say the word Maryam, I just melt like a candle.
All right, hold on. Let's just stop right there. Did you see how much he gushes and venerates Mary, the mother of Jesus? This man melts like a candle at the mention of her name. I mean, should we have that much, reverence and awe for another human being? Absolutely not. Isaiah 42 verse 8 says, I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Also, let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse 8. Jesus said, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. See, reverence and awe should only be for the Lord and no one else. Mari is truly engaging in idolatry. And this is only one of many red flags that you will see. And trust me, they're only going to get worse.
I just adore my mother. And no one can tell me she is not living and she is not with me. Listen, I know. I don't believe only, I know. She is awesome. She is powerful. She is tender. And she is truly our mother. Truly, 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 truly.
Did you hear what he just said?
And no one can tell me she is not living and she is not with me. Listen, I know.
He said that he knows Mary is alive. That is a said no verse ever. This man is absolutely delusional. Mary lived 2,000 years ago and she is dead. And then he says, Mary's with him and no one can tell me any different. Are you kidding me?
Bruh.
I mean, think about this. Either this man is mentally unstable or he is controlled by a demon. And I would argue it's a little bit of both. Let's be very clear. No, Mary is not with him or appearing to him. This is a demon disguised as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. See, Mar Emmanuel puts so much emphasis on Mary that he ignores the truth of God's word. He is living in a fantasy land and is deceiving many people out there. Like I've said before on this channel many times, Mary is dead. Mary cannot hear you. Mary cannot help you. Mary cannot take your request to Jesus. And Mary would be embarrassed and disgusted by all the worship of her and the idols made of her. See, Mary was a sinner just like you and just like me. And she confessed that she needed a savior in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and 47, where she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my savior." See, because Mar has a false view of Mary, what you're about to see next is one of the wackiest things you have ever seen, and it needs to be exposed. So watch this.
The other day, I was in hell. I'm going to say this, right? The other day, I was in hell.
You sure about that?
Wait. Hold on just a second. So the other day, he was in hell? Are you kidding me? Said no verse ever. That's impossible, and it's totally a lie. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, "It is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment." Now I want to make it clear that no one, and I repeat, no one gets to go to hell and then return. This is a complete fabrication, and it absolutely did not happen. But watch what he says happened when he was supposedly in hell.
The other day I was in hell. I cried out everywhere, not a whisper. And I went and I stood before the Holy Mother. And I said, "You have to come now and get your son out of hell. Not even a few moments. Gone. Finito." Because she showed up.
So what did Mar do when he was supposedly in hell? I mean, according to him, he cried out. Now, who did he cry out to? Did he cry out to Jesus? He said that he called out to Mary and said, "You need to get your son out of hell." Did you hear what I just said? There is so much wrong with this statement. Now, just on the surface, who's Mary's son? Now, Mar is going to claim that he is Mary's son. But we know that Mary's son was Jesus. Is Jesus in hell?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Absolutely not. So as Mar is crying out to Mary and he's supposedly in hell, what does he say? He says that she's the one who needs to rescue him from hell. Just think about that a second. What he's claiming is that Mary is his savior. That is pure blasphemy. Look at Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. It says, "He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders which became the chief cornerstone. And there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." That is talking about the one and only Savior, Jesus Christ. Not Mary, not Joseph, not John MacArthur, and not Jordan Riley. And he says that just after a few minutes, he was rescued from hell. Why? Because Mary showed up. I mean, just think about that, you guys. Let that just process just for a second. This man is absolutely delusional and is making this stuff up. Mary is not showing up to anyone. And Mary is not rescuing one single person from hell. Mary is dead and is powerless to hear anyone and is powerless to help anyone. Please understand that our only help is Jesus. Our only hope is Jesus. Our only Savior is Jesus. And our only mediator is Jesus. See, this man is elevating Mary over the God of the Bible, which is extremely unbiblical. But then he ends with some twisting of God's word to try to make you believe his nonsense.
Trust me, the Holy Mother is awesome. Trust me, trust me. I don't gain nothing out of this, right? But I'm telling you the truth. Trust me, she's awesome. And she's your mom, given to you by the Lord himself, no one else. By the Lord himself. When he was on the cross, he said to John the Beloved, behold your mother. And John in Revelation 1:9, he says, you're my brothers. Well, if we are his brothers, then who is married to us? Our mom. If she is the mother of John, according to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then if John is my brother, then Mary is my mom, according to Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Well, that was hard to listen to, as he just twisted two Bible verses to make it look like Jesus made Mary the mother of all of us. What? Absolutely not. Let's look what Jesus said in John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. It says, so when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. So you see right there in those verses that Jesus was entrusting the care of his mom to the apostle John. And he was calling Mary to look at John as a son, nothing more and nothing less. But then Marmari twists Revelation 1, verse 9, which says, I, John your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the witness of Jesus. Now see, Marmari will say that, hey, right there, we're brothers of John and now Mary is our mother. No, absolutely not. Look at who John is talking to, and you need to see this. And remember that we need to look at the context, not reading what we think. Go back to verse 4. It says, John to the seven churches that are in Asia. See, John is addressing the churches in Asia Minor and simply saying that he is a fellow brother in Christ. Not that we're all family and now, you know, Mary's the mother of everybody. Not at all. See, Marmari Emmanuel worships Mary. He exalts Mary and is trying to convince other people to venerate Mary. This should remind you of one of the biggest false religions out there.
The Roman Catholics are utterly dependent upon their priest. They are a mediator of God's grace. And it starts off with priests have to baptize Roman Catholics for regeneration and justification. And after that, the priest hears their confession and absolves their sin after they do penance. And then the priest offers the body and blood of Jesus in the Eucharist. And that's literally the body and blood of Jesus through the miracle of transubstantiation. And then it's the priest who imparts the Holy Spirit during the sacrament of confirmation. It's also the priest that gives last rites to Catholics on their deathbed. But even after a Catholic dies, they're still utterly dependent upon their priesthood, because it's the priest who will then offer the sacrifice of the Mass to get them out of purgatory more expeditiously. But he refuses to do so unless indulgences are purchased. And so normally what happens is the family of the deceased will go to the priest and purchase Mass cards. They'll put the name of their Catholic loved one on the Mass card, return it to the priest with a stipend of money or an offering, and the priest will lay it on the altar. And the Mass, the sacrifice of the Eucharist of Christ, is supposed to reduce time in purgatory for the name of the person on the card. And so no priest can tell the Catholic family how many Masses must be said. And so Catholics are in bondage to religious deception, not only in this life, but also in the next life, because they're still utterly dependent upon the priesthood.
The problem is that Marmari Emmanuel is a false teacher. And false teachers always try to take the focus off of Jesus. But the Bible says that we are to honor and exalt the Lord, not anyone else. People think he is godly, and people think he is speaking the truth. But in reality, this man is a wolf in sheep's clothing, who is nothing more than a mouthpiece of Satan. So please don't listen to religious leaders who worship Mary, or who pray to Mary, or who make up stories about going to hell. They do this to suck you into their nonsense when they are commanded by the Lord to simply preach the word.